Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prop store, the auction's just, it's incredible. And it's stuff that you think, and I don't know why I love this stuff, I just do. Phasers from Star Trek replicas and how they designed them. All the Star Wars stuff. If you like, here, let me sort by highest price. Like I said, the big stuff right now is the C-3PO heads at $350,000. The current bid for the Easy Rider is $150,000. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is $120,000 already. The Imperial Stormtrooper helmet is $110,000. Now, see, to me, I can't wrap my head around that. There was hundreds of Imperial Stormtroopers. There's no just one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still $110,000 for one. It's because it never comes out.
Stormtrooper Jimmy.
Yeah, but Braveheart. How about that? Mel Gibson sword?
Yep.
$45,000 right now. Thor's hammer, $40,000. Blade Runner. The light-up lobster spinner, $50,000 already. The Mummy, the book, the Golden Book is already at $40,000.
The effort it has to take to get all of these are all huge items.
Picard seat from Next Generation, $35,000. Andy Dufresne's rock hammer is $40,000 right now. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it would.
I've got Jamie on the hotline. Maybe we get a discount.
Jamie is an enabler.
And yeah, layaway.
I love him, and also I'm angry at how much I want what he has.
Our next guest is the senior manager at Prop Store Auctions, the leader in entertainment memorabilia with over 1,600 items up for auction March 12th through 14th for movies such as Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Aliens, Terminator, and Grease, as well as items from Evel Knievel and more. Please welcome Jamie Jamikowski.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
No way to start a chat first thing in the morning.
Oh, Jamie, you have so much that I want, and it's one of those things where, you know, you can get crazy with this and spend your life savings on one item because you want it so badly, but it's so rare, man. I mean, I was just looking. There's Andy Dufresne's Rock Hammer, maybe the greatest movie ever made. The Letter to Red, you know, might be in the range of somebody. Like, you might be able to actually purchase that.
Of course, and again, I know we're going to talk about some of the bigger pieces, but I do want to let everybody know that if you're a listener, if you're just a blue-collar person who is interested, you have a favorite movie, check out Prop Store. Actually, day three of our auction happening on the 14th online.
Yep.
It's our no-reserve day. You can bid on items, some of our smaller items, yep, that are still authentic movie props and costumes at a slightly lower cost than, let's say, the Evel Knievel motorcycle.
Yeah, which, by the way, that Evel Knievel shot in the movie, it's not like a jumped one. We have the Evel Knievel Museum here in just outside of Kansas City, and I'm a huge Evel fan. And I've got some stuff signed by him over the years, but that motorcycle that was in Viva Knievel that he rode, that's a pretty fantastic Sportster, and that definitely was in the movie. I mean, it's definitely verified. That's a real one.
Okay, it's the real one. We had it set up. We set up a huge display in preparation for the auction. We've actually seen it. We've been around it. We have not ridden it. We don't do that sort of thing. But what I love is, if you also look, we have like that amazing USA leather jacket that kind of is another item.
Yes.
So if you're an Evel Knievel fan, those two pieces together are just phenomenal.
And if you're old school, Charlton Heston's the goddamn, Ten Commandment tablets. Like, that's That's crazy. From the, I mean, that's absolutely badass crazy to think you could own the tablets from Charlton Heston's Moses camp. Like, what are you thinking, man?
It's so funny. I don't know about you, but I always remember growing up, ABC would always have the Ten Commandments on Easter weekend.
Yes, always.
And it's like we would always end up watching it. So I will say that very rarely do we take pictures with the props for personal reasons. I may have grabbed those Ten Commandments and sent a picture to my dad saying, hey, look what we have this year. That was kind of fun.
Sure. No. I mean, because it's truly iconic. The Terminator 2 Judgment Day leather outfit. You just look at some of this stuff that is so incredible. Stuff from Blade Runner. Stuff from The Expendables. Stuff from Grease. I mean, Sandy Olsen, Olivia Newton-John's drive-in costume. It is just amazing how much stuff you've got. Andy Dufresne's screen matched prison shirt, the rock hammer, the letter from the tree. Now I'm going to switch from highest price to lowest and see what's on the bottom, because that's the other thing I like to do. I like to watch the auction and wait to see what nobody else is into and see if it's something I might like, because you're just like you said before, it might be something you really love.
Oh, absolutely. And especially the range, we have nearly 1,700 lots representing, I believe it's close to 700 different entertainment properties. So whatever it is that you like, whatever you're looking for, we probably have it. And like I said, this isn't just for the mega elite collectors. We have things for beginners. Maybe for somebody who's looking to help fill out their collection a little bit more, start their collection. Check out Prop Store, especially on day 3 on the 14th on PropStore.com. That's our no reserve day, which is a great opportunity to kind of get into this collecting habit or hobby.
Now, tell me this, like that Easy Rider motorcycle, classic movie, obviously, 1969, the Captain America chopper. I've seen dozens of these sold over the years. But this one, because of the VIN, it has a letter of provenance because it was Dan Haggerty's.
Yeah, Johnny, this motorcycle is amazing. I'll admit, I'm not really a motorcycle guy. But when we rolled this one in, it's close to 9 feet long from tire to tire.
Yeah.
The chrome on it is pristine. We have his signature on the American, the piece. It's absolutely a stunning piece. So whether you're a movie fan or a motorcycle fan, this is really a one-of-a-kind must-have.
Right. There's so much interesting stuff in here. Like I said, Shawshank, which was, dude, the warden's desk, the accountant desk, which is amazing. If you're a Star Trek fan, we just had Comic-Con here, which did record numbers for Planet Comic-Con, literally tens of thousands of people through each and every day, and tons of stars in the city. And so you should have seen the people buying and selling memorabilia and autographs and photographs, because they want to touch that greatness, that memory that really meant something to them.
It's so funny that when we get these incredible props and costumes in a prop store, it's kind of funny which pieces different members of our internal staff react to and connect with. Because we all have that moment from our childhood or from someone of that one movie that just clicks with us. And when we get one of those in, it's so funny the true feelings it brings up in you when you get to see and touch one of these actual props.
Jake, who was your favorite Batman? Was it Michael Keaton?
Keaton.
Yeah, the cowl. The production-made Batman cowl for Michael Keaton from 1989 started at $5,000. It's currently at $8,000. There's 3 bids on it. Theoretically, it could go. I don't think it will go under $10,000. I think it'll go for $20,000 to $30,000. But you could own the Michael Keaton Batman cowl. Now, to some people, they go, I don't care. But to others, it would be the greatest possession they've ever had. It would sit in the center of a room, never to be touched by human hands. It is
Johnny, for you and Jake and any Batman fans listening, I'll tell you about the little hidden prize in this auction. Check it out from Batman Forever. That was the Val Kilmer movie.
Mm-hmm.
We have this big silver sonar batarang, which is possibly one of the cooler props I've seen, because it actually has a spring-loaded action. So it starts off flat and then it springs open into the shape of the big silver bat. So there's Jake's little tip.
Oh, see, and this is how his wife gets rid of him finally, because he spends the kids' college money on it. Yeah, I mean, the gargoyle from Batman Forever, the water spouts, like they've got on the Notre Dame, the Dark Knight stuff. You've got Dark Knight Rises memorabilia. You've got Batman versus Superman. It is so much cool stuff on there. If you want to check it out for yourself, you want to go to prop auction, propstoreauction.com, propstoreauction.com.
It's just propstore.com.
Okay, propstores.com, sorry. And we're talking while I'm looking through, because as you can tell.
I can hear you getting all wound up, Johnny. Come on, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
Oh, there it is. Val Kilmer's Metal Sonar Batarang. Currently, Jake, it's only $1,100.
Now, that's attainable.
No, that is. I mean, $1,100. If it went for under... Here, come in, Jake. Because I would go for... Because I thought Val Kilmer did a nice job. And I love the idea of a Batarang because it's an iconic one. I would go $3,000.
You could go.
I would go up to $3,000.
$2,500 to $3,000 on it. Yeah.
And would your wife freak out, or would she be okay?
She would freak out, but once she saw it, she'd probably think it was kick ass.
But and it's a real working one of a kind. And how do they? By the way, this is what people want to know, Jamie. Is how do you provide provenance for this? How do you prove that it's real?
Sure, Propster has an incredible team that does exactly that. So whenever we get a prop in, oftentimes it is from a trusted collector or somebody that we know or we have an association with, but we do get a lot of just blind calls and emails. Hey, I found this. My father used to work in Hollywood. My mom used to be on movie sets, and I have this. And then what we'll do is we'll actually go in and try to backtrack and find, okay, where did mom or dad work? When were they there? And we'll even go to the point where when you see something that says screen matched or photo matched, we have a team that will actually sit there and watch the movie. And if a prop or costume has a distinguishing mark on it, we will watch that movie till we see that prop in the movie. There's the mark. If we can see it once or twice, then we're confident that, wow, this really is screen use. But everything in Prop Store does come with a certificate of authenticity from Prop Store. We back everything you purchase through Prop Store 100%.
Batman's gloves, the George Clooney Batman. And those would be great because you can put them on, and that's what we would all do.
You can wear them inside.
They're at $2,000 right now. They say between $2,000 and $4,000, but oh, God damn it. So Jamie,
Jake will appreciate this. I know when I took this job at Prop Store.
Yeah.
My wife may or may not have threatened my life when she said, "To be clear, you're going to get paid in money, not in props." I make no guarantee.
Before I let you go, tell me this. What do you have at your house? Tell me your top two items that you've got that you went, I had to have them. I couldn't say no.
Okay. All right. I'll give you my top three. The third one will probably be a great way to end the interview because it's not even entertainment related. But yes, I do have one of the Batarangs from Batman Returns.
Excellent.
That is one of my prized possessions. I also have some smaller items from the Indiana Jones movies. I have some coins and some newspapers that were used in those because I'm a big Indiana Jones fan.
Excellent.
And then one of my non-entertainment collectibles is, gentlemen, I hate to tell you, I'm originally from New England, and I do have Tom Brady's signed helmet.
That's pretty goddamn big.
That's a goodie. We're right on your heels, but that's good.
Yeah. You know, years ago.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I was going to offer you guys a discount. Then I saw Kansas City. I said, no, you guys don't get discounts anymore.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jamie, anytime, man. I'm going to look into this because they've got a bunch of different auctions going on. This is just the next one. It really is fantastic. This one is 12th through the 14th. It's just around the corner. So time to sell a kidney, get rid of your kid's college fund, empty out the 401k, jump online. And Jamie, we have an interesting relationship. I think you're incredible. I want to have you on the show, but I'm always upset after you're done because I realize how much I don't have. All right. Thank you, brother.
Johnny, thanks so much for having me this morning.
Appreciate you. There's a bunch of John Wick stuff.
That's a dude that I just want to make friends with. Yeah. So if we went out there, maybe he would let us
just watch
some
take
stuff.
A peek.
Just looking through stuff.
Because, you know, a lot of the, it has to come from a lot of the Andy Dufresne, the Shawshank stuff, that the TV show that we have Lisa Welchel Blair on for called That's Collector's what? Call. Mm-hmm. She had the lady on there who had a lot of that collection, and she used to run around with another lady who worked wardrobe for a lot of the big production companies.
Right.
And so sometimes when movie shoots are over, they would just get, the key is to get in before the movie is big. And they'd be like, oh, we're just going to throw all this stuff away. And she'd take it and then screen match it. And she has a couple of Andy Dufresne uniforms. She has red.
Genius.
She has a couple of the different prisoners. And she had Sandra Bullock, because they didn't think the movie was going to be anything, from Speed. She had Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock's full outfits with the little Arizona Wildcat sweater. And the guy that was like appraising it was like, it's priceless. I don't know, because I've got nothing to compare it to.
Man. Dude, the sick Triceratops I reference in a socket display from 1993's Jurassic Park.
From Jurassic, yeah.
Yeah, it's nobody's bid on it yet. It starts at $3,000.
Your kids ain't that smart. Use the money. Take that money.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff in there, man. Like, I mean, so much Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Krull, if you remember that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Labyrinth. Oh, my God.
Well, the thing about these auctions, the reason it's so expensive is because it's been verified real. Like, you can buy stuff off the internet all day long. And
it's
such big money now that they're just reproductions, like baseball cards.
Some stuff I don't care about, like Marvel's Daredevil, the TV series.
There's stuff I could pass on, but.
But still, that started at $10,000, $15,000 for the suit. And it's already at $15,000. Like, see, I couldn't care less about it. But The Matrix, that's kind of a big movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you said John Wick stuff. Like, John Wick stuff would be ridiculous.
Men in Black, the international one with the motorcycle. There's that. Also, there's the Men in Black. Remember the little split worm puppets, the little dudes? Yeah. There were the little guys in there for 2002. They're already at 1,700. It started at 1,500. But you, as soon as I turn it, you'll know that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those, hey, Jay. Hey,
guys. Those are the guys on the Men in Black ride. Yeah, Universal.
Oh, yeah. I got to go sell some stuff. There's a reason.
Nikki just found
a gold mine here.
A cheerleader uniform from Bring It On.
Kristen Dunst's cheerleader uniform. Currently at $500.
Dirty. What size is
it? How much would you pay to smell that?
Just find the right girl and just put her in it. You know? This is the beginning of the expense, really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.